This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
What would it be like if Google ran libraries? You know, the place where you go and borrow books and read them. I know that people don't go to libraries anymore for the most part, but most of us grew up in an era when we had libraries. And at a library, you go in and you find the book you want to find, you read the book you want to read, you check it out, you take it home, you read it, you bring it back. You know, you pay a nickel fine for being a day late or whatever. And it's all good. The librarian wasn't sitting there saying, oh, no, you can't read that book. That book is, we don't want you to read that book. Like, if Google ran libraries, you'd walk in and you'd ask the librarian, hey, I want to find a book on, let's say, Milton Friedman economics, free market economics. And if Google was the library, then Google would tell you, well, we don't really have a book on Milton Friedman economics, even though they do. They would say, well, how about you read this one instead, this book on communism? That would be Google. That's their search results manipulation right there. You search for free market economics and they give you communism. And then if you said, well, you know what, I'm just going to go find that book myself. And you use the index card system. What's that called? The Dewey Decimal System, right? Some of you remember that too. And you go try to find the book and you find it. You find the book you want, the Milton Friedman Free Market Economics book, and you bring it up to the desk to check it out. And the librarian says, oh, you're not allowed to read this book. We're blacklisting that book. That would be the equivalent of what Google does today, where they blacklist entire websites, huge arrays of knowledge, the same way they blacklisted us in the past, naturalnews.com. Remember when they wiped out all 140,000 pages we had at the time? Now we have over 200,000 pages, by the way, full of incredible wisdom, scientific evidence of medicinal herbs and natural prevention modalities, therapies, strategies, healing arts, you name it. It's an incredible repository of information, practically an encyclopedia of information on healing. And Google says, oh, you're not allowed to read that. And Facebook says you're not allowed to read that. And YouTube banned all our videos. It said, oh, you're not allowed to see those videos. And what did they ban us for? It was, of course, the video about cannabis extract, CBD oil, treating cancer. And not surprisingly, YouTube said, well, you're not allowed to have a video that talks about treating cancer with CBD. Oh my God, that's, I guess they would call that dangerous. Because Google, you see, is in bed with the drug companies. Google is steeped in evil, in big pharma. Google is part of the medical cabal, the corrupt medical establishment that preys on human disease and suffering and does not tolerate people talking about natural medicine, natural cures, prevention strategies, nutritional therapies, medicinal herbs, essential oils, chiropractic care, traditional Chinese medicine, naturopathy, alternative medicine, complementary medicine, advanced medicine, sound medicine, energy medicine, Aborigine medicine, Amazonian medicine, and on and on and on. None of that is allowed anymore by the evil Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter cabal of tech giant tyrants that are deciding what you can and cannot read. Oh, and now Amazon, you got to throw Amazon in that bucket because Amazon is sitting there saying that they're banning books now that they don't want you to read. That's a new one. Amazon is banning books. They're saying, oh, you can't read these books because Jeff Bezos doesn't want you to read those books. What books are they talking about? Well, do you remember when Amazon actually went back and deleted the George Orwell novel, 1984, from people's Kindle devices? Remember that? That was a few years back, but they actually deleted Kindle books from people's Kindle devices. And the irony of the book being 1984, you know, that irony was obvious to many people who said, this is very Orwellian, this whole deal of deleting people's books without their permission. Secretly, silently, in the middle of the night, Amazon comes in and deletes your books. You know what? I buy physical books. And one reason is because Amazon can alter your books. I don't know if you heard this story, but there's now the public education system has been taken over by radical left-wing communists, and they're rewriting history And one book, one history book being used in public education today has been outed as whitewashing the communist spies in American history, and saying they weren't spies and they weren't bad people. They were just good people who were framed. These are communist spies working for Russia, the Soviet Union at the time, who were caught, you know, I think, what was it? Heiss? Forgot the name. There was a famous spy. I think it was caught in the 1980s or the early 90s. Alfred Heiss or Al Heiss? I forgot the name. But this history book is just whitewashing the whole thing. They're just making up history. It's a total revisionist history. Well, Amazon can do that in real time with your electronic Kindle books. How do you know that when you go back to read the book, it's the same book that you bought? How do you know that they didn't edit out something? They can change the book in real time. That is some scary, spooky, creepy stuff right there. And that's what all these tech giants are into now. Google is always messing with your head. Not showing you what you're searching for, but instead showing you the official establishment propaganda version of what you want to find. You know, you try to search for, you know, vaccine side effects because there are toxic ingredients in vaccines that cause neurological damage. The CDC openly admits it. I mean, you have the government statistics talk about, you can download them. It's from the VAERS database, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, I think is what that stands for, VAERS. You can go to the government website, download the statistics, and it'll tell you how many people have been killed by vaccines in the last year and how many were hospitalized. It'll name the symptoms. They had the seizures and they were in comas and they were paralyzed and febrile seizures and all kinds of things. It's all right there in the database. But if you search for vaccine side effects, Google will give you some propaganda CDC page. It's like, there are no side effects. All vaccines are perfectly safe and effective, and you should take hundreds of them at a time. You should just be a human pincushion to be injected with as many as possible. That's what Google will show you. That's not what you were looking for. But Google is now your deep state librarian. Google now decides what you can and cannot read. This is a danger to democracy. This is a danger to humanity. Google has become the enemy of knowledge. Google has become the enemy of freedom. Google, it's worse than anything Adolf Hitler ever did when he was burning books. I mean, Adolf Hitler burned books. Google is burning millions of websites off the internet and deciding what you can and cannot see, and videos as well with YouTube. That is so dangerous. This is beyond Third Reich level fascism. This is like Fourth Reich fascism. It is so far beyond anything the Nazis did. Google is real fascism. Not this fake fascism that the left always runs around saying, oh, Trump supporters are fascists. No. That's not real fascism. That's just a label, an attempted smear. That's like Antifa people calling Trump supporters Nazis. There are no Trump supporting Nazis. Then nobody is signing up to be a Nazi. That's nonsense. And the ones that you have seen out there, they're leftists who are faking it for the cameras, by the way. They have to stage Nazis at these rallies because there are no real Nazis to be found anywhere. Remember the A&E scandal where they were trying to film this documentary on Nazis and they had to pay actors to act like Nazis, and they had to bring the swastikas and they had to pay them to use the N-word on camera? It's a big scandal about that. A&E, it was a documentary. They had to pay actors to act like Nazis because they couldn't find any real ones. How pathetic. Well, I mean, hilarious, really. How hilarious. How juicy is that? So, but the real Nazis are Google, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. These are real fascists, I should say. Not Nazis, but fascists. Real fascism is alive and well in America today, and it's in the tech giants. And I'm not saying that they're Nazis. They're not national socialists. Well, wait a second. They are kind of national socialists. You know, the word Nazi means national socialism. That's what it means. It's a concatenation of those two terms in German. Nazi, national socialism. So I guess since most of these left-wing tech companies are actually socialists, and, well, they may not be about national socialism. They're more like globalist socialism. So instead of Nazis, they might be like Gotsies, Glotsies for global socialism. Glotsies, that's it. I just coined that word right there, Glotsies. The tech companies are run by Glotsies. For real. This is how insane it is. But they're the real fascists. So. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. Are we going to tolerate fascism, oppression, book burning in the digital realm, or as others have called it, digital martial law? Are we going to tolerate that in America? You're going to let Google tell you what you can read and what you can't read, burn the books right in front of your very eyes while you're searching? Because I don't know about you, but I don't put up with that. Forget it. Hey, read my websites. We're launching a new website called techgiants.news where you can keep track of some of this. Also, of course, watch my videos at real.video. And this podcast is part of the HR Report channel. HR Report is the channel name on real.video. Thank you for listening. And hey, join me in helping to keep our world free. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.